Hello, and welcome to the June 2019 broadcast bonus episode for the patrons. How's it going, guys?
Oh, just grand.
Awesome. My name is Colleen, but I'm assuming if you're a patron that's listening to this, you probably know that already.
Same. I'm Amanda, in case, you know, you're new here.
And I'm Shandy.
All right. Well, hello, everyone.
That established.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. How's it going? So the good news that it's time for some more extra bonus content with your favorite broads. The not so good news is that we only had one new episode that wasn't the live show in June for me to pull clips from. So here we are. But they're good clips. There's three of them. They're all really fun.
It's a quality over quantity thing this month.
It is. It is.
You know, we're just Marie Kondoing our bonus show.
Exactly. Exactly. And the good news is you're going to have a whole lot of bonus content for July and August and beyond. Maybe not December, but whatever. We'll figure it out.
That's too far away. We can't make those kind of promises.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so let's get into the first clip, and that clip is called Cat Hair, and go.
Cool. Excuse me. Sorry.
Well, that's cool, now that it's beach season.
It's true. I need to get a new bathing suit, though. I feel like I get to this time every year, and I'm like...
Oh. Hold on, is there a cat scratching the microphone?
Oh, no, sorry, that was an Amanda scratching the side of her laptop because there was cat hair on it. Sorry, OCD.
Oh my God.
Let me mute myself and do that again. Continue. Talk without me. I'll be right back.
No, just talk. No, I did beach season, new bathing suit. Okay, well, I can't finish that line of thread because it's getting cut out.
Bloopers. I'm giving you bloopers. Sorry, I like didn't even think that, like, I don't know what. Like, I muted it because there was like really loud... Far back fire a couple minutes ago, but yet I didn't like think that, oh, hey, maybe this noise you're making on your computer is going to get picked up on the microphone, you big dummy. Like,
it was all good, man.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know why we sound robot-y, but I can fix that in post.
Oh, yeah, it sounded fine to me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. It sounded robot-y on my end.
It was a little louder than it normally feels like coming through the headphones, but it sounded okay.
Okay. Well, we only have 1 minute and 31 seconds left of bonus clips, so.
Vamp. Great. Got it.
Oh, you know, I think there was a bonus clip from the last bonus, because remember we made a joke, bonus from the bonus? We totally did. Well, I failed, guys.
That's okay.
Extra bonus clips for July.
We could have helped you remember, and we didn't, so.
It's all good.
It's all right.
So anyway, that's a classic example of something that gets cut out. Usually it involves a cat or...
Or just not paying attention or thinking about anything other
coughing,
than...
Choking. That
OCD.
Clip had it
OCD.
All.
OCD. The cat hair on the laptop cannot stand.
Yeah.
But in good news, I did buy a bathing suit.
Oh, good.
Right. I bought two. One I returned because I decided I just don't feel the need to wear two pieces anymore.
I have gotten to the same point in my life as well.
Yep. So I bought a sassy one piece.
Nice.
It's
two-toned.
We
it's
actually
like
did...
got a really open back.
So it was fun.
Sexy. Yeah. I have one from Costco. But I think it's cute.
Nice. That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. So this next clip is called Are There Other Lyrics? Please keep going.
It's like, just the only part I know. I could just repeat that line over and over and over again until you find the lyrics.
I found the wiki, but that does not help.
Yeah. Are there other lyrics? That's all.
There are. Here they are. Here, do your thing, and then I'll cut you off like I always do.
Bravid eyes are watching you. That's it. That's all I know.
So that was when we were trying to figure out the tune to Private Eyes.
Still the only part of the song I know.
Well, there was actually a very long clip, which I don't think I saved, and it was when I got to the Wikipedia itself, and we had like just 30 seconds of, no, wait, that's, okay, here it is. No, here it is. A lot of that. But that wasn't interesting podcasting in any kind of show.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed. And then let's wrap this up with this. I almost kept this next clip in the show because it is so great to me. And I thought that it really would have added so much to the show. But A, I say something somewhat inappropriate and in the very beginning you'll hear it. And then B, the action that, and there was no way to really edit around that. The action around that, I just felt was something that we should save special for the patrons. Because, I mean, you'll hear it. You'll go through it all again the same way that I did when I lived it. And then listen to it the first time to edit it out, and then listen to it again when I was selecting it. So,
oh my god, I'm so excited. This is all the telltale signs of like all my favorite things. So I'm like super excited.
Okay, well, let's do it. Okay, then Matt shares an article keeping up with our favorites, and it is, oh shit, the incels have discovered cosmetic surgery. Oh, did it get the sand out of your little vaginas, which we can say because we're women? JK, I'll cut that out.
I don't know what that means. Oh, my God, this is on fire.
Oh, what?
Oh, what's on fire?
What's on fire?
I can't blow it up.
The candle.
Oh, no. Ah, that's not good. Okay, no. What do I need?
Oh, you're burning. You're glowing.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God. Do we need to call the fire department?
Take the sand out of your vagina and put it in.
How do you call the fire department from across country?
Don't throw the beer on it.
I cut off the oxygen.
Smart.
There we go.
Look at that.
Look at that.
There we go. The clip was called It's on Fire.
I still don't get the joke, but I forgot that I lit something on fire.
You did, and I believe if you go back and watch the video, it was quite terrifying for me and Amanda.
You really could see, like, a little bit of glowing.
Like, just glow. Off.
Yeah, you're like, oh gosh, something is actually on fire. Like,
there's flames!
It was just, it was just a candle, but it really took.
Yeah, we saw.
We did, yeah. I'm glad everyone was okay. Oh, dear.
All right. So that is it for the bonus content portion of the evening. But the good news is we still have some game questions here.
Hooray!
3,000 of them. So, all right. Let's pick a number and we will start with Would You Rather, I guess.
127.
127. Ooh, all right. Would you rather shop exclusively at Old Navy or H&M?
Old Navy.
The fact that I actually do have to like stop and think about this.
I think the quality of the clothes at Old Navy is better.
I would go to Old Navy for the quality, which is a sentence I never thought I would say.
Right.
And another sentence I never thought I would say, but I would go to H&M for the style.
Nice.
That's hard. Yeah.
I don't know. I have a bunch of stuff from Old Navy that I get comments on all the damn time, more so than anything I own from H&M.
Huh. Maybe it's just been a while since I've been to an Old Navy.
Yeah, I would step foot back inside. They got some cute stuff.
All right.
Yeah. And then as for me, I don't know. I used to shop at H&M all the time, but I find that the clothes don't really fit me the same way anymore.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Because we're not 13 anymore.
Right. But Old Navy never really fit me that well either. Yeah. Just So I guess I'll have to go with H&M because I feel like I could probably figure out something like a sweater or something. All right, this next question is a great one. This is number 127 out of the Would You Rather book, and it is, what is your favorite thing to put on, to put ice cream on or eat ice cream with?
Chocolate chip cookie or any sort of like chocolate dessert, especially if it's hot. No. Okay, I take it back. Lava cake.
End
of answer.
Cookie idea. You can't undersell a cookie, like a cookie ice cream sandwich.
Agreed.
There's really no way to downplay just how good that is.
Mm-hmm.
I like where you were thinking. I was like, oh, I like peanut butter on my ice cream, or like I like. But you elevated it. You took it to a whole other level, and I appreciate that. I'm going to steal your good idea.
Yeah,
cookie sandwich.
Happy to share.
Yeah, I like it.
Got to be something baked.
Yeah, got to be something baked. A brownie.
But again, I was going to say I love brownies with ice cream. A little bit of either chocolate syrup or peanut butter syrup on top, whipped cream, cherry. Oh, yeah.
Or one of those brownies with cookie on top. Ooh. Have you seen those? They're like a brownie cookie.
Now, if it can just have like a soft flowing lava innard, then I think we've successfully combined all of our things into the best possible dessert ever.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to do that. Like the same way you like stuff a donut, you could probably do that with a brownie. Why not?
Yeah, like I think you just bake it in.
Like pipe it with some like delicious gooiness. I don't know. I don't bake, if you can't tell by how I'm describing these things.
Just pipe it with gooiness.
Yeah, I like pipe it with gooiness, right? That's how that works.
All right. And then the last one, this is the would you rather brain surgeon or plastic surgeon, and why?
Like B?
I think it's up for interpretation. B
have with, done to you.
Yeah. B, be with, visit. Like, I mean, the choice is yours.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, the jinx. I was going to say the same.
Yeah. I feel like plastic surgeons, and I'm sorry for all of our plastic surgeon listeners, I do not mean to offend, but it feels like they would be a little more shallow, a little more there just for the looks of things, whereas a brain surgeon I feel like is more altruistic.
What if they're doing like reconstructive surgery kind of plastic surgery?
Oh yeah, well that does like throw a wrench in my theory.
Yeah, like fixing noses that were broken or faces that got smashed in like a car accident or boobs after you had to have like a mastectomy, cleft palate. Yeah.
All good points, but there's no such thing as like a brain lift. So you're not going to get the opposite equivalent for the brain surgeon. So I still think statistically you go with the brain surgeon.
Fair. Who has more
money? Just going to get some Botox in my brain.
I probably could use some Botox in my brain. Especially after a day like today, I feel like my brain could use a boost.
I hear Elizabeth Warren has a plan for that.
Not doing.
Good times. All right, and then we can do one more round. Amanda, your turn to pick a number 1 to 3,000.
1987.
Okay, hold please. 1987. Poach or saute?
I mean, it depends what.
Yeah.
Like for eggs, I'm going to go poached.
I think I'm going to go saute because eggs, I can eat eggs anyway, and I do. But I feel like I eat more things that I saute versus poach.
Same. I find poaching very hard. I haven't quite perfected my poaching method, so it's kind of my white whale.
Right, and sautéing is super easy, and there's garlic involved, so where they could be.
That's two marks for sautéing.
There we go. Next one is, how do you feel about photography?
Love it.
I feel good. It's all right. I take a lot of pictures. All right.
Now, are you in into photography just for the frames?
Which came first, the frame addiction or the photography addiction? And then finally, would you rather? Question 1987. Would you rather your mom text you something embarrassing or your ex text you something that makes you furious?
My mom.
Yeah, I'd rather be embarrassed.
I think I'd want the furious.
Maybe I'm just afraid of my own anger.
I'm not, so. I'm very in tune with my anger. I think that I would want the thing that makes me furious. Because then I can bitch and moan and rant about it to my friends. Maybe get a glass of wine out of it, you know.
Yeah. Bright I would sides. Have a glass of wine either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Fair. All right, well, thanks everybody for listening to this. That does it for this week's bonus show. Thanks, guys, for listening. We hope you have a nice month of July, and we will see you at the end of it. And if you are a Hangout level patron, don't forget, we will be doing our live Patreon Hangout on Wednesday, July 24th. So mark that in your calendars. And stick around, because I believe refresh your feed, because we have a bunch of Patreon content that is for everyone. So thank you for being a patron. A special thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Drake the Distributor, and the wonderful Joanne with a Plan. Thank you guys so much. And again, thanks for being a patron. We'll see you next month. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shani.
Peace out.
See you next time.
Bye.